In this bulletin, United States President Donald Trump confirms meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Australia welcomes the resumption of trade talks between the United States and China. And in cricket, Australia defeats New Zealand in its latest World Cup clash. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. United States President Donald Trump has confirmed he will meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the demilitarized zone later today. It will be the third time the two leaders meet in just over a year, and 4 months since their second summit in the Vietnamese capital Hanoi broke down. It will also be the first time a US president has actually stepped over the border into North Korea itself. Mr. Trump says he's feeling positive about the meeting.
I look forward to it very much. I look forward to seeing him. We've developed a very good relationship, and we understand each other. I do believe he understands me, and I think I maybe understand him. And sometimes that can lead to very good things.
Back home, Australia has welcomed the resumption of trade negotiations between the United States and China after the two countries' leaders met on the sidelines of the G20 summit. US President Donald Trump offered concessions to China, including no new tariffs and an easing of restrictions on tech company Huawei. Meanwhile, China agreed to make unspecified new purchases of US farm products. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham has told Sky News it's an encouraging start.
I thought that President Xi's comments following the meeting with President Trump yesterday, that cooperation and dialogue are much better than friction and confrontation, is indeed exactly the right sentiment and tone, and the right sentiment and tone that we expect to see from responsible global economic powers like the US and China in the way they conduct themselves, and that having then a positive spin-off if they are responsible in the way they reflect upon the rest of the world.
Labor says it wants the legislation on the coalition's tax package to be split when it's considered in Parliament this week. The coalition says it wants to pass the legislation for all three stages of its $158 billion income tax cut plan when Parliament resumes. Labor's finance spokeswoman, Katie Gallagher, has told Sky News the first two stages of the plan should be passed immediately, but there needs to be more debate on the details of stage three.
Trying to project 5 years out, you know, how are you going to pay for that, whether the budget can allocate that sort of funds, whether you want to tie potentially a new government to that sort of spending, then it does raise concerns. And I guess for us, it's why are we having this discussion now, 5 years beyond its actual impact, when we should be focusing on the economy now.
Consumer advocates have welcomed a new banking code of practice, but say more needs to be done to improve the culture in the banking sector. The Banking Association says it has completely rewritten the code to better meet community expectations after a Royal Commission exposed shocking instances of misconduct in the industry. It's being rolled out from the 1st of July. Financial Rights Legal Centre CEO Karen Cox says compliance will be key.
Obviously, the proof will be in the pudding when it comes to the code. They've had quite a strong code in the past, and whereas some provisions have been well complied with, there are always those provisions that, you know, they're perennially falling foul of. So it remains to be seen how they go with this one. I think they have a genuine commitment to it.
In cricket, and Australia's chances of finishing on top of the standings at the Cricket World Cup have received a boost after beating New Zealand at Lord's. Mitchell Starc took his second 5-wicket haul of the competition after Usman Khawaja saved Australia with the bat in an 86-run defeat of New Zealand. It ensures Australia can finish no lower than second with one game left before the semi-finals. Starc says the team has a newfound confidence.
We're finding ways to win. I think a big part of that is our calmness, and I think that's probably led by Finchie. He's been fantastic as a captain, obviously changing up who's bowling when and where and throughout the innings, and I think everyone's been very calm, and we've planned really well, we've executed really well, especially the last few games. We're improving every game, not only with the ball but with the bat as well.
And now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers easing, 20. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 15. Melbourne, similar conditions, 15. Hobart, a shower or two, becoming windy, 17. Canberra, morning frost and fog, 12. Wollongong, sunny, 17. Sydney, similar conditions, 17. Newcastle, much the same, 18. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 23. Cairns, possible shower, 26. And Darwin, sunny, 32. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.